for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thanksgiving weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is the first service. Thursday evening, November the 26th, 1992.
Carol, Brother Jack, come and minister to us the song and word of the Lord.
Okay, amen. Good to be here, isn't it? Amen. What a wonderful day to thank the Lord, a day that's set aside for our nation to give thanks. And I'm so grateful for His saving grace. I am grateful for His Holy Spirit, who I reverence and I love. And I am so thankful for the hunger that He has put into my heart for Him, the hunger for more of Him. And I just encourage every one of you this weekend to just let every guard down and every wall and get all that He has for you. For He's got something special for each one of us. Amen.
Amen. Carol, talk about Jesus for a second, will you? Go on.
I didn't know I was going to do anything tonight. I'm not quite up here ready. Well, I love the Lord. I tell you, that's one thing I can shout about. I love Jesus. Amen. I love the story about the woman with the issue of blood. You know, I have to remember in my own life, and I have a testimony similar to that woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. For 12 years of my life, I was very, very sick. And very ill and full of disease, and I was dying. Not only physically, but I was dying spiritually. And I remember reading that story about that woman who had spent every penny that she had. She had gone to doctors, and she had gone to everyone who she thought she could get a cure from. And I believe she went home to die. But instead, I believe one of her friends told her about a man named Jesus who was walking through that town that day. And she was probably saying, you know, I heard that Jesus, everywhere He goes, people are healed. Everywhere He goes, the blind see. Everywhere He goes, the lame walk. And somehow I feel if you could just get to Jesus, just get to Him somehow and let Him touch you, you'll be healed. And that old woman, with every ounce of energy that was left in her, she got up from her bed. And it said she pressed through the crowd with every bit of energy she had. And she found the hem of His garment, and she touched Him, and immediately she was made whole. Hallelujah. What a story of perseverance. What a story of a determination and a desperate life to touch the hem of His garment. How many of you are at that place tonight that you're desperate to touch Him? I tell you, I was that way. I was 31 years old. I said, I've got to know You, Lord. I've got to touch You. I've got to know Your healing power. I've got to know more than I have today. I've got to find who You are and why am I born and what is my purpose. I want to know You, Lord. And I remember I began to pray and see God like I had never done in my entire life. And I remember taking some psychological testing about the temperament. And I took 4 tests in 24 hours, the same test, and I was 4 different personalities. And I began to cry and weep. I said, even these dumb tests can't even tell me who I am. And the Lord told me to put my little books down in my test. He said, I'm going to show you who you are. Hallelujah. And that began a journey that I'm still on today. A journey of knowing my Father. Like Apostle Paul said in Philippians 3, that I may know Him. And the power of His resurrection. And I pray that you have something put into you tonight. A hunger and a desire to know Him. To know what He's all about. To how He thinks. How He feels. What His motive is. What His purpose is. I pray that you have a burning desire within you. Even this very night. To touch the hem of His garment. and be made whole. And let your spiritual identity come forth and your purpose, and let you be made known why you were born. Some of you here are 70 years old and you've never come into the purpose that God has for you. But I'm here to tell you it's not too late. It's not too late. There's no barrier in age. God doesn't care how old you are. All He's looking for is a hungry heart. A heart that wants to know Him. And that wants to be all that He's called them to be. And I pray that that hunger grabs hold of you this weekend. I tell you, there's a hunger burning in my heart. I can't even describe it. But I want to know Him. I want to know who He is. I want to know about Him. I want to hear His voice. I want to read His Word and let it leap out from those pages and change my life. I want to hear the rhema word of the Lord. I want to feast at His banqueting table. I want to eat from that manna from heaven. I want to know and taste of His fullness of mercy and His saving power and His deliverance. And I want to know His healing of my soul. I want to know Him. And I want to, I remember John 10:10, Jesus told His disciples, He said, Satan cometh but to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. That word life is a Greek word that His name is Zoe. That means vitality and strength and power and might every day in this life. It doesn't mean heaven. It means we can have that Zoe life now. We can have a strength and vitality and power and might now. Every day of our lives walking with Him. And I want to know that life, don't you? I want to know it because it's been promised to me. And I'm tired of getting second. I'm tired of being second best in everything. I want the best that He has for me. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. He came to set us free. Amen. Amen. I mean, He came to be delivered this weekend. We all came to be delivered. I tell you what, every time I get around the deliverance camp, something always sticks its ugly head up. You know what I'm saying? God said, oh, you still got to deal with that, and here it comes, see? So we all have room for deliverance. Ain't nobody exempt from this. You understand what I'm saying? We all have, it's a continual thing. It's something, it's a process. It's because renewing the old soul, man, telling him to shut up and shut down is what it boils down to. So I wrote a song not too long ago. It goes something like this. You can enter in if you want to. I'm going to enter into it. So I don't want to sing at you. I was telling my brother Rob, I want to sing into you. I mean, there's a difference. Praise God. Hope I can.
Spirit of pain, walk away from me. In the name of Jesus, I've been set free. From the powers and principalities of this old world. I said, spirit of pain, walk away from me. In God's word, I've been set free. In the name of Jesus, spirit of pain, walk away from me. Spirit of fear, walk away from me.
Listen here now.
There was a man Satan had a hold. Lived in a cave that was oh so cold. No ropes and no chains and no bars could hold a man down. Oh, but then my Jesus came walking the shore. The legions from hell couldn't hold him anymore. In the swine and over the cliff to be buried. Away from me.
lives your life, Satan, have a hope. Living in a cave that's so, so cold. At the sins and cares of this life, he got you all bound. Well, if the mighty Jesus walk on your shoulder, he'll set you free now forevermore. All on his name, stand on his word, never return no more. I said, he's a potato, walk away from me. In the name of Jesus, I've been set free. From the powers and principalities of this old world. I said, he's a potato, walk away from me. In God's word, I've been set free. In the name of Jesus, demons from hell, walk away.
Walk away from me. Walk away now. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. How many want them to walk away? Just tell them. Just tell them to get on out of here. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when my wife and I began to step out into this deliverance thing, I mean, I was sitting on the pews for 13 years. I was getting motion sickness, you know, going through the motions, you know. Preach songs, sit up, sit down, you know, pass the handbook. Yeah, I take the offering Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Wednesday night prayer meeting and go through all the motions, you know. And then Jesus showed up, you know. And, he was always around. I just didn't get a hold of him. And I was saved, filled the Holy Spirit, but there's an element of my life is I need some help. And so I began to investigate that part of my life. And he began to change my wife, and he began to heal us from the inside out. That's usually how it works most of the time. There's miracles, and those happen quite often. But in our situation, my wife was on $125 worth of medicine a month 9 years ago, so I was probably $300 by now. So, and he began to heal her inside. I mean, I wish Frank was here right now, but we got a hold of one of his books and a couple other books, and part of the Ring Worthy's books and things. And we began to experiment on one another, and we were lucky to kill one another. Because, you know, something would start manifesting, we'd try to find out what page it was on, you know. And where's that? God, where's that? Hang on, honey, I'll be with you in a minute here. You know? Oh, that's page 67. There it is. You know, and so it's amazing what can happen as you begin to start into this thing. But God's faithful; He understands, and He gives us grace, and it's His grace that He brought us here tonight. Amen. But I was sharing last night over in one of the churches in Hot Springs about the love of the Father, how important it is to us. And so some of us that didn't have fathers, and just wanted to see Robert and Michael together. You know, they have a wonderful relationship. I didn't have a father. I had a father, but, you know, I didn't have a father that I could put my hands on. And like that one woman said last time, and little kid that was lonely in his room, and Mama said, I'm scared. And she said, well, honey, so your angel's in your room with you. Your guardian angel. He said, honey, and Mama said, can I have somebody with some skin on? You know? So sometimes we need somebody with some skin on, you know what I'm saying? And some of us need a touch, you know. They were talking about how that, you know, our touches are so valuable to one another. You can just touch them on the shoulder, or squeeze or hug, or just grab them by the hand, or a father just put his hand on the shoulder, hug him. Just a little bit of encouragement. Paul Oldrick did a song. I want to share that now if I could.
Last night we brought the children back to visit their grandpa, and it's plain to see they're truly part of him. While we were there, their grandma took out some old photographs, and he sure looked a lot like him today. Seeing my father in me, I guess that's how it's meant to be. And I find I'm more.
the day I took my wife for a walk down that old dirt road. Where my daddy took my mom so many times. And we found the time to mention things we never had before. And to share some thoughts about the family time. Seeing my father and me, I guess that's how it's meant to be. And I find I'm more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father and me. Looking back, I can recall those times we disagreed. And I could not take hold of his old-fashioned way. But the more I tried to prove him wrong, the more I proved him right. Now I know why he still stood by me. When I went through that stage, seeing my father. Yes, that's how it's meant to be. And I find I'm more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father and me. Now I'm happy to see my father. He was sitting beside me on a passenger seat. I looked through the windshield at the quiet little street. He was smiling so proud as he handed me. Deep down inside, he was as nervous as me. I said, "Daddy, my daddy, are you sure I know how? Are you sure that I'm ready to drive this car now?" He said, "I'm right here beside you. You're gonna do fine. Son, all you gotta do is keep between the lines." It's a long, narrow road. Only the good Lord knows where it leads to at the end. But you gotta begin. So keep your hands on the wheel and believe in the things that are. I was sitting in my chair, kind of sneaking up. Had him lying on the floor with his collar in the book. He caught me watching. He climbed on my knee. Said, "Daddy, my daddy, would you do one with me?" And I hugged him so tightly. We turned the page. Said, "I haven't been this side. Oh, so tired of your age." He said, "I'm right here beside you, and you're gonna do fine. Daddy, all you gotta do is keep it between the lines." So we finished the picture, and I put on bed. I get down on my knees. I bowed my head, I said, "My father, my father, my dear simple Lord, are you sure that I can raise him? The world says I'm wrong. Then the answer came back, it was so gentle, so low. The words of my daddy, so long ago. He said, I'm right here beside you, you're gonna do fine. Son, all you gotta do is keep it between your eyes. So keep your hands on the wheel and believe in the things that are real. Just take your time. Keep it between your eyes. Take your time. Keep it between the lines.
I think people didn't have fathers coming up in years. Didn't have a dad. Why don't you all stand right where you're at? Didn't have a dad. Or you had a dad and he wasn't around. Yes, Father. Father God, right now, I extend my hand, your hand of mercy upon these precious people. And God, I ask you right now to release from them the spirit of abandonment, Father. The spirit of abandonment, Father God, that so deserves them, so left them alone. I ask you to release them from all loneliness, Lord. Find the spirit of loneliness, Father. God, you say you'll be a father to the fatherless, Lord. That's what your word said, God. You'll impart to them a spirit of a father that they need so much for the blessing of a father upon their life, God. I ask you, Father, now to release them right now. Begin to raise your hands, folks. Raise your hands. I want you to pray for them.
Father, we just ask right now that you release them from the rejection that entered into them in their mother's womb. Father, we come against the assignment of Satan to keep them in a lifetime of rejection, never truly knowing the love of a father. And Satan, we come against the demonic powers and the assignment to deceive, to lie, to hinder, to block, to bind these precious people. And I say enough is enough. Stretch your hands to these people, every one of you around them. We're going to war tonight on the behalf of these people. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of rejection. And I bind that stronghold of rejection right now that entered into them in their mother's womb. The roots go so deep, Father, that they don't even know it themselves how deep. And I tear down the stronghold of rejection. I bind every demon and every spirit. I command you to loosen your hold upon these people. I bind you with the chains of God. And I cast every one of you into the abyss in the name of Jesus. I tear down and bind the spirit of abandonment. Father, the spirit of abandonment. And I command it right now in Jesus' name to be bound. I bind the spirit of abandonment. And I command you to loosen these people. I command you to loosen their souls. To loosen their spirit. I command you to come out of them now in the name of Jesus. I cast you from these people. I command you to leave their minds. To leave their souls. I command you to let God's people go. In the name of Jesus. Devil, you're a liar. No more are they going to live another day in rejection. I loosen them in the name of Jesus. I break that satanic power in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father God. Cleanse, Father. Wash in the blood of Jesus. Cleanse every wounding of their spirit and every wounding and bruise of their soul, their very emotion, their very personality. Wash and cleanse in the shed blood of Jesus. Go deep tonight, God. Go deep within them, Father. Father, wash and cleanse the wounds. Wash and cleanse the hurts, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Yes, Lord, and I pray, Father. Lord, I pray that you just bind them with the arms of God, Lord. That they get a revelation even this night that Jesus loves them just the way they are. Lord, that the love of God would so permeate them, Lord. that it would change the very course of their lives, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath. Just breathe in the love of God. Father, just fill them, Lord. Permeate them, Father. Permeate them with the love of Jesus. Fill them, Lord. Fill them to overflowing.
Everybody stand. Come on up here right now. If y'all come forward, just come forward. The ones that they were standing. Just the ones that were standing. Just the ones that were standing right here. There's more than things up there. That's the room here. Come on now. Keep the same attitude. Y'all keep praying here. What we're going to do now, we're going to extend the blessing of the Father upon these people. Amen. Everybody put your hands on your head. Everybody put your hands up here. Put your hands on your head. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Close your eyes. I want you to focus upon your Heavenly Father right now. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Father, right now I ask you to release these minds, Father God, from all the traffic, you know, right now. Father, bind this traffic and the confusion off our minds. All tormenting spirits must leave right now, Father, in Jesus' name. All the tormenting spirits in these minds, I ask you to release them right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Bind every demon, every spirit right now, Father. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Father, I speak a blessing upon these minds right now, Father. I speak a blessing as a father to a son and a father to a daughter right now. I bless these minds, Father. I bless them thoroughly with the name of Jesus, with the blood of Christ upon these minds. I ask you, Father, to begin to renew these minds, Father, with the living God. Renew these minds, Father, with the Spirit of the living God. Renew their mind with the Word, Father God. Let the Word begin to cleanse these minds. Release every hurt and every inroad in these minds, Father God, began to cleanse and make whole, Father. As they put their hands on their ears, Father, put your hands on your ears. Father, I ask you, I release every word of criticism, every word of judgment, every word that was spoken against these people right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Every scolding, I ask you to release all scoldings right now, Father God, in Jesus. Bind every demon, every spirit they receive through these ears right now, Father God. And I ask you right now, Father, bless these ears. Bless these ears, Father, in Jesus' name. Bless these ears, Father God, for the hearing of the word of the Lord. Bless these ears, Father. I speak blessings of them. Father, to a son and a daughter right now, God. As they touch their eyes, Father, I ask you to bless these eyes. Bless these eyes, Father, they can see clearly what the way to go. They can see clearly the direction of the Holy Spirit is taking them. They can see clearly how to read the word, that the word can come alive to them, Father. New vision, Father God. Forgive all sin on these eyes, Father God. All lust, all yielding and pornography, Father. God, bless these eyes, Father God, as you release them from the power of Satan holds over their eyes, Father. In their mouths, Father, I speak a blessing in their mouths, Father. In Jesus' name, their conversation be sweet and pure, God. Forgive all sin here, Father, and relate to the mouth, Father God. All sin, Father God, and all sexual perversion, Father God, that might have been partaken here, Father. Release them right now, Father, in Jesus' name. All criticism and all condemnation spoken from these lips, Father. I ask you to release the sin of these lips, Father. And begin to purge, put the living word, the coals of the Holy Ghost upon their tongue, Father God. Let it become pure. Let the conversation be fruitful for the kingdom of God. Raise your hand, folks. Everybody raise your hands. Everyone raise your hands. Raise your hands. Father, I speak blessings on these hands, Father. Bless these hands in praise. Bless these hands in prayer, Father. Bless these hands to the touch, Father. Bless them in worship, Father. Bless them in worship, Father. Give them a new touch, Father God. Even the women began to touch their husbands or their children, Father God, be a new gentleness about their hands. And our fathers can have a touch, Father God, that will bring peace. It will bring an anointing from them. In Jesus' name. Bless these feet, Father. Guide them in all paths. All lighting, all paths. Be a light, illuminate their paths, Father God. Be their rear guard, Father. In Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to seal a blessing over them. Yes, Father. Okay, everybody close your eyes up here. Close your eyes.
I want every one of you just to look at your father, your natural father, in your mind's eye. Every one of you, just look right at him in his face and just say yes. Say, Father, from the bottom of my heart, I forgive you. I forgive you for not being there for me. I forgive you for rejection, for abandonment. I forgive you for betrayal. I forgive you for everything. I choose today to forgive you. I'm going on with God. And Heavenly Father, cleanse. with the blood of Jesus of all hate, every root of bitterness, all resentment, all hatred toward the Father. Take it all out of me. Wash me in your blood. Forgive me, Father. And remove the walls that I have built between you, Lord, and me. I want to know you, Lord, as my loving Father. Be to me all that I need in a Father. I love you, Lord. I need you. And I invite you to be to me my Father. In Jesus' name.
Praise Him now. Can we just praise Him? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for doing this tonight for these precious people. Yes, Father. Perhaps some of you out there could identify with this tonight. That's fine. Get a hold of it. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Amen.
I'm going to ask Brother Frank to come and greet you and minister to you a few minutes if he, whatever he desires to do. And when he's finished, we'll turn the rest of the evening to Brother Robert and Brother Michael to conclude the service tonight. Brother Frank.
Hallelujah. You know, Brother, Brother Glenn, you were right. We, none of us were ministers, so to speak. I didn't know the Lord until I was 53 years old. I was to be a baker. You know, Paul was a baker. Well, what are you looking at me like that for? You don't believe it. You have to remember that Paul went to Philippi. That's the only joke I'm going to tell. And praise God for that. But in reality, I didn't know the Lord until I was 53. I met him at Gerald Durstein's Christian retreat camp in Minnesota. I received the Holy Spirit there. And from that time, then the Lord led me, started a prayer meeting in my home in Miami, Florida. And little by little, he led me out of the bakery into his ministry. See, I'm a walking miracle because of the fact that I never went to seminary. I think maybe it's good that I never went. I didn't have some things to unlearn. But the Lord has brought me into on-the-job training, going to the Tennessee, Georgia Christian camp. There I met Millers many years ago. Many years ago, was it? About 15, wasn't it, Brother? Oh, I'm not that old. I'm only 25 years old. But the Lord worked on our hearts, my wife and I. We're close to 80. And we travel all over the world, wherever we're called. We just came back from Colombia, spent 3 weeks in Colombia. And there's a great revival going on in Colombia, in Argentina, in Guatemala. Those three nations are really having a revival. And we saw the Holy Spirit work in a way that I've never seen him work before. And I don't know if I've showed you some of my books. We have many more on the table there. We have another book coming out on unforgiveness, an obstacle to healing. I remember ministering in Connecticut, and we're having a healing service. The Lord is leading me more and more into healing. Of course, deliverance is healing, isn't it? And this woman came up for prayers, could hardly move, but she dragged her leg, pain from her hips down. And when I prayed for her, she got worse. What a healer I am. And she fell to the floor, writhing in pain. Then the word of the Lord came to me, and I said to her, "Sister, you have to forgive your husband. But you don't know what he did. You have to forgive your husband." Because that unforgiveness became a root of bitterness. And that's what's happening to you. It spilled over into your body. Unforgiveness became a root of bitterness. Now, I'm touching someone here today. And so I said, are you willing to forgive? You see, when we don't forgive, we inadvertently say, "Jesus, you can forgive everyone you want. When you were on the cross, you forgave everyone, even the ones that nailed you to the cross." But see, when we don't forgive, then Father God lets us be handed over to the tormentors. Matthew chapter 18, verse 34 and 35. And so what happens, we're being tormented because we don't forgive. We inadvertently say, "Jesus, you can forgive everyone you want, but I'm better than you. I don't have to forgive him." So doing, you make a god out of yourself. You're better than Jesus Christ, who is God. A spirit of idolatry comes in also with the unforgiveness. Are you hearing me? I want you to turn to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. I heard what the Spirit was saying here tonight. Our brother and sister talked about the woman who had the issue of blood. He talked about the blessings of the Father. Here in Mark chapter 11, Mark chapter 11, starting with verse 22, there are four steps here to receiving healing, deliverance. What is it that you want from God? They're right here. Verse 22, Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God." That's the first step. You have to believe in God. You have to believe in God. That means you have to believe in his word. Amen? You have to believe that what he says he can do, he will do. That his promises are true. Now, if you're here tonight and you think possibly this is a bunch of fables, you're in the wrong place. You see, I say I believe in the word of God from cover to cover. I even believe in the maps. So the first step is having faith in God. Because without faith, as it says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, come on, you all know it, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of those that diligently search for him. Amen? So that's the first step. You have to believe in the word. You have to believe in God. The second step, verse 23. "For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea." The second step is to speak to the mountain. You have to be able to speak to the mountain. I received a word one time. I was going down to Key West to a church. Never was in that denomination before, because they don't believe the Christian can have a demon. How many here believe a Christian can possibly have a demon? When they ask me, how many Christians you think could have a demon? I say, well, at least 9 out of 8. Well, I was surprised that I got this call, but I went there armed with the word. I asked the Lord to give me a word, and he gave me this word, Mark 11:23, "Speak to the mountain." And I went there armed with the word. Now listen to me, family. I went armed with the word, speaking to the mountain. And suddenly, believing the word, obeying the word, I felt an authority. I felt an authority I didn't have before. I started to command. Did you hear me? I started to command. You see, if we're sons of God, how many here are sons of God besides the woman? You women are sons of God too. Praise the Lord. It says that we have certain rights. We can act in the name of our brother, Jesus Christ. He said, "I give you my name. In my name you shall cast out demons." Amen? And if you're believers, you're not casting out demons. That's right. There's something wrong. Well, that's the first sign. Anyway, I was armed with the Word of God, and I went there, armed with the Word. And I started to command. I felt an authority and a power that I didn't realize was in the Word. See, I started to command. And that woman that was in an automobile accident, 8 years, couldn't bend her knee. I poked my finger in her knee. Now, I normally don't do that to people, but I used my finger and I poked her in the knee and I said, "Knee, I command you to bend in the name of Jesus." And it bent. That man that was deaf, I commanded that ear to open up in the name of Jesus. And it did. Boy, I was starting to get spiritual muscles. Woo! And so on and so on. And then the woman came up and she was big. She was a mountain. And I said to her, "What do you want the Lord to do for you?" She said, "To get rid of this bloke." I mean it. I really did. I stuck my finger in her bloat. I said, "I command you in the name of Jesus. Bloat, go." The next day, she was able to fold her dress. It went. You see, all I did was obey the Word. Are you listening? The third step, there in the same scripture, in the same verse, "And does not doubt in his heart." Does not doubt in his heart. He doubts. How to say in James chapter 1, verse 6, "If you doubt, shall not expect anything from the Lord, because he is double-minded." Right? A double-minded person is not going to get anything from God, according to the Word. I'm paraphrasing it. So, you have to believe. You have to believe in the Word. And you have to know it's the Word of God. What's step number one? Have faith in God. And step number two? Speak to the mountain. Step number three, don't doubt in your heart. Now, for step number four, just as important as the others, in verse 25 and 26, "And when you stand praying," what's the word? Forgive. Forgive. Now, we're going to go through those steps again. I'm going to change them a little bit, change the order. I felt something tonight when our brother and sister were singing here. I felt that the Lord said to me, there's a lot of here, a lot of people here that are hurting. They can receive better if they're not hurting. And I said, "Amen, Lord. They give me a chance, I'll speak it." Because you see, I didn't even know when I was going to speak. They keep it a secret here. They string it at the last minute. But praise God, we have to be ready in season and out. First of all, I want everyone to say, "I believe in God. I believe in His Son, Jesus Christ. I declare Him to be my Lord and Savior. That He died on the cross for my sins. And I am sorry for all my sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for forgiving me, for cleansing me. Amen." Now, if you said that and you really meant it with all your heart, you said that for the first time publicly, then you are a member of the family of God. How many have said that for the first time? Anyone? Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. Welcome to the family. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Now, we're going to get rid of doubt now. Okay? All right, I want everyone to say, "In the name of Jesus, I command all doubt, skepticism, disbelief, lack of faith, and all kindred spirits to leave me. In Jesus' name." Now just take a deep breath and let out all that doubt. Come on, take a deep breath, let it out. That's it, just let it out. That's the way they come out, on the breath. We'll explain to you later. Just take it, just obey right now. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Now, with the third step is, let's get rid of unbelief now. Let's get rid of unforgiveness. Now, we only dealt with those that needed a father's blessing. But there's quite a few people here that have unforgiveness in their heart. Or they were hurt in their heart. They were hurt in their spirit. They don't consider resentment. However you call it, it's the same spirit. Being a little bit hurt. Resentment. Unforgiveness. Let's say, everyone say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of unforgiveness, resentment, bitterness, root of bitterness, hatred, envy, jealousy, retaliation, revenge, self-hate, and all like spirit. Right, again, take a deep breath. Now let it out. In the name of Jesus, that's right. Again, take a deep breath. All unforgiveness, all resentment has to go now in the name of Jesus. I see some of you yawning, some of you coughing. That's the way to come out. Good. Praise the Lord. All right, now we're going to speak to the mountain. Okay? I want you all to stand right now. If you can, will you stand? I want you to speak to your personal mountain. Each one of you has a personal mountain. I want you to talk to the Father. Speak to the Father about the mountain. Say, I command, now wait a minute, I'm going to give you an example. I command that mountain of cataracts, that mountain of infirmity, that mountain of pain, that mountain of depression, that mountain of whatever it is. You start commanding it out in the name of Jesus. Right now, go ahead, do it personally. Each individual, start commanding that mountain out. In the name of Jesus, that mountain of addiction, that mountain of drug addiction, that mountain of alcohol, tobacco, that mountain of depression, loneliness, despair, that mountain, keep coming out, that mountain of pain, that mountain of arthritis, bursitis, that mountain of heart condition, keep calling it out, that mountain of infirmity, call it out, in the name of Jesus, I command all these. Go ahead, keep calling it out. Amen. Keep calling out. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, mountain of headaches. That mountain of headaches and migraine headache pain. Out in the name of Jesus. That mountain of occultism. Oh, yes. That mountain of witchcraft. That mountain of sorcery, divination. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, now take a deep breath. Now let out all those mountain of spirits out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Let it out. Okay? All right, now I want everyone to say, Heavenly Father, open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon me. Right now, I want to receive a blessing. In the name of Jesus. Especially. All right, now call out what you want Father God to do for you. Come on. Tell him. Tell him. Don't ask small. Ask big. He's a big God. Ask big. A blessing. Take away this arthritis. Take away this. Come on. Just keep calling on him. A blessing of healing. Come against the source of this pain. Diabetes. Heal my diabetes. Heal my pancreas. Heal the source of this pain. Let me be able to walk right. Let me be able to hear. Let me be able to see. Go ahead. Ask now. Jesus said, where two or more gathered in my name, agreeing on anything, I will agree in heaven. Now, we're in agreement. Just keep asking. Okay? Now, I want you to put your hand on that part of your body that you have that pain, that area that you want the Lord to heal. Just put it right there, right on your body, wherever it is. Just put it there. Okay? Holy Spirit, you see where these hands are. Just touch them. Holy Spirit, touch these bodies. Holy Spirit, touch that area. Lord Jesus, let your Holy Spirit just move. Hover over this congregation and touch those hands. Touch those hands where they are. We command the pain to go. We command the source of the pain. We command the spirit of pain. We command cancer to leave. We command the source of the problem to go in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Right now, pains are leaving your bodies. Someone is being healed right now because of these acts in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Not on. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, God lives in the praises of his people. Can you give us some worship? Hallelujah, brother. Just start singing it, brother. Lead us in a little worship. While you're worshiping the Lord, expect the Holy Spirit to touch that part where you're touching right now. Just expect it.
He is healed. Hallelujah. Yeah,
just receive the healing.
He is healed.
Pain to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ.
I will bless
you. In the name of Jesus.
His name again.
In the name of Jesus. Receive the healing. Receive the healing. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name.
Hear him calling out to
him. Receive it. In the name of Jesus.
He is here.
In the name of Jesus.
He will touch you.
Pain, I command you to come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be healed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Receive the healing in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I command the pain to go in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Pain, I command you to go out of his back in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, be healed. In the name of Jesus, receive it. In the name of Jesus, Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, receive it. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pain, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Pain, go in the name of Jesus. Does anyone have a testimony right now?
Anyone have a testimony? The Lord touched you. Yes, come over here.
What happened to your sister?
When you reached out and touched me, I felt the Lord reached over and he grabbed a hold of my neck. He just gave it a quick turn. I've been suffering with it like a migraine headache for about 6 weeks and it's totally gone. The pressure in the pain, it's all gone.
You know, you have to test that part of your body that you were holding. If it's a knee bend, if it's a back bend, start testing it. Start testing it. Start testing it. See if the pain is going or gone, or anyone else have a testimony? Yes, yes. Come over here, sister. What happened, sister?
All day long I suffered with sinus, and the Lord just cleared it. My nostrils. Amen. Amen, 100%.
Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? Anyone else? Yes. Yes, sister. What happened?
Well, my ears have been touched because I was in an accident and my spine was injured and it affected my ears. And I felt the Lord touch my back where I was injured. My ears are better.
Praise the Lord. The ears are better. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember, the healing love of God is ongoing. Some of you have been touched tonight, and even while you're sleeping, you don't wake up and say, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, you can be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good to all who call upon his name. We say amen. Hallelujah.
As the devil is determined for us not to receive.
Yeah.
Well, I was driving on the car just a couple months ago, and I said the Holy Spirit spoke to me about our families and about our unsaved loved ones. We have to be as determined to see them won for God as the devil is determined to have them.
Yeah.
It's the same with your healing. You have to be determined.
Amen.
That woman that Hallelujah. Touched the hem of his garment, she was desperate, but she was also determined.
Amen.
She made it. By hook or by crook, she made it.
Yeah.
And she touched the hem of his garment and she was healed. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let us know. I want to share a new song with you, and I believe this is why we're here. It goes like this.
We're pushing past the darkness by the power of God. We are eyes unto the world, shining down on blinded souls that they might see. We're pushing past the darkness, bring victory. We're pushing past the darkness by the power of God. We are eyes. Our light runs through the world, shining down on blinded so that they might see. We're pushing back the darkness, bringing victory. We're pushing back the darkness by the power of God. We are right, our light runs through the world, shining down on blinded so that they might see. We're pushing back the darkness.
We're pushing back the dark.
Amen.
When I wrote this song a couple of weeks ago, the thought came to me was, isn't it time that we push back the darkness?
Yes.
Rather than let darkness push us
back.
How many has ever been pushed back with darkness? Everybody, yes. Lift your hand. Right. We've all done it. Even since we were saved, we've allowed the enemy to rob us and to push us back.
Yes.
But listen, we're not on the defensive anymore. We're on the offensive. We're pushing back the darkness.
Occupy.
So repeat the words after me. We're pushing back the darkness by the power of God.
We're pushing back the darkness by the power of God.
We arise a light unto the world.
We arise a light unto the world.
Shining down on blinded souls that they might see.
Shining down on blinded souls that they might see.
We're pushing back the darkness, bringing victory.
We're pushing back the darkness, bringing
victory. Let's all stand. Let's sing it.
Hallelujah.
We're pushing back the darkness. We're pushing back the darkness by the power of God. We arise unto the world, shining down on brightness so that they might see. We're pushing back the darkness. We're victorious.
Oh, yes.
We're pushing back the darkness by the power of God. We arise, arise unto the world, shining down on brightness so that they might see. We're pushing back the darkness, bringing victory. We're pushing back the darkness by the power of God. We arise, alive unto the world, shining down on brightness so that they might see. We're pushing back the darkness, bringing victory. Oh yes, we're pushing back the darkness by the power of God. Arise, arise unto the world, shining down on brightness so that they might see. We're pushing back the darkness, bringing victory. We are a people of destiny, a shining light for the world to see. We have God's power and authority. We are a people of destiny. Moving forward, fulfilling His will. Just like the city on the top of a hill. Bringing hope, joy, and liberty. We are a people of destiny. Oh yes, we are a people of destiny. A shining light for the world to see. We have God's power and authority. We are a people of destiny. Moving forward, fulfilling His will. Just like the city on the top of a hill. Bringing hope, joy, and liberty. We are a people of destiny.
There is another new song.
We are a people of destiny.
Hallelujah.
We are not a piece of flotsam and jetsam floating down the sea of life. We are a people with a purpose.
Hallelujah.
We are a people of destiny. A shining light for the world.
Hallelujah.
We have God's power and authority. We are a people of destiny. Listen.
Moving forward, fulfilling His will. Just like a city on the top of a hill. Bringing hope, joy, and liberty. We are a people of destiny. We are a people of destiny. A shining light for the world to see. We have the power and authority. We are a people of destiny. Moving forward, fulfilling His will. Just like a city on the top of a hill. Bringing hope, joy, and liberty. We are a people of destiny.
One more time.
We are a people of destiny, a shining light for the world to see. We have God's power and authority. We are a people of destiny, moving forward, fulfilling His will, just like a city on the top of a hill. Bringing hope, joy, and liberty. We are a people of destiny. We are a people of destiny. We are a people of destiny.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord.
Let's give Jesus a hand clap tonight.
Hallelujah.
We are not unimportant. We are not nobodies. We were nobodies. We were the offscouring.
Yeah.
We were the aliens. We've been grafted in.
Glory.
We are a people of destiny. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
You may be seated. And for a couple of minutes. Because we are a people of destiny. I believe that. And I believe that every one of you that come this weekend are here by divine order of the Lord. And I believe that you're going to not only learn things about the kingdom, but you're going to be delivered for the kingdom. I believe that. And I believe that God has his deliverers here, including you. We're all deliverers in Zion. Amen. He's called every one of us to be a deliverer in Zion. You may not be at your potential, and I don't think any of us are, but we need to labor for that purpose, that we are called for such an hour as this to be deliverers in Zion, to set the captives free, that they may go and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, for he is Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Brother Frank, he's an ex-baker. And Irma and I are ex-bakery, ex-machine shop, ex-builders, ex-publication house. That was our last thing before this, was ex-publication. We used to own a chain of 11 bakeries in Los Angeles, Hollywood area, back in years past. We had 40-some sales girls under Irma and a crew of bakers, and so we've been in the bakery business. I used to own a machine shop. We've been in the machine shop business. In fact, we've got a machine shop here on the campground that we use almost every day that we moved here from California. And so we're all just laborers together for the kingdom. You know, there's no big I's and little U's in Jesus' sight. All he requires is that you're faithful. He says to the faithful, the overcomer, the faithful. And that's what's required of us, that we're faithful. And wherever we're laboring, be faithful. Don't let it be said of anybody that you're not faithful. If you're scrubbing the toilets, be faithful. If you're driving the truck, be faithful. If you're working at McDonald's, be the best worker that they've got. Be on time and don't leave until after it's time to leave. Don't punch out early. I've worked in a lot of companies, and so has Irma. And I always made it a habit to be there ahead of time, and I always made it a habit to be cleaning my machine up after the whistle blew. I was never one who cleaned my machine up and then went in for the whistle to blow. I was still cleaning it up when the whistle blew. And I can testify that God, because of my faithfulness to my employer, God was faithful to me. And I became, in one company I worked for, I became staff assistant to the vice president of the company. And I didn't even have but a grade school education. And I had men working under me that had degrees from college. And I was their boss. Now, God does it if you're faithful. And the vice president of the company had my personnel folder. And he knew what I had. But I was faithful to my employer. And God expects you and me to be faithful to him. If you're faithful to the Lord, he'll be faithful to you. He's called us to be faithful. Faithful. Unbelief? Doubt? Go in the name of Jesus. Run them out. You cannot allow unbelief and doubt to hang around. Come here and live at the campground for a year. You'll find out you can't have unbelief and doubt here. Because if you did, the place would fold up. You'll have to run them out. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over all the spirits that have been driven out tonight in this place. And I bind them in the name of the Lord Jesus.
and I bind them till the day of judgment, when the Lord Jesus shall judge them, that they'll not enter in anybody, anywhere. Father, I thank you for the angels of the Lord that are here in this place. And I thank you, Father, that you allow the angels to bind them up and to take them and to keep them until Jesus shall judge them at the day of judgment. Thank you, Father. Now, Jesus said that he went and sat down at the right hand of the Father until his enemies be put under his feet. Who is his enemy? The devil and all of his imps and demons. So we've got to start binding them up and putting them away so that they have no authority over anybody else when they're cast out and come out. It's your place and my place to take that place of authority and bind them up so that their day is done. I believe that we have that place of authority. Because I believe it, because Jesus said that he sat down at the right hand of the Father until his enemies are under his feet. And there's nobody to put them under his feet but you and me. So it's your responsibility and mine to do it. And I believe that we have authority to bind them up and ask for the angels of the Lord to come and take them until Jesus shall judge them. Because he's the one who's going to judge, and we are too, but under his authority. Where it says that we shall judge angels. What an awesome thought. What an awesome responsibility that lies on us in the days ahead. You just think about a little while the responsibility that the Lord has to place on my shoulders and on your shoulders in the kingdom. I don't know how I'm getting off on this. I just got up here to... Say good night to everybody and get a good night's sleep. I believe that the Lord has called us to this hour. He's called all of us to this time. And it's our responsibility to take that place of authority and to stand in the name of the Lord Jesus and to be what he's called every one of us to be. Every one of us. And we need to be to come to a serious... We've played too long. All of us have played too long with the things of God. We have not taken seriously the responsibility that is laid on every one of our shoulders. We have a responsibility, every one of us, to the kingdom of God. And God is calling us today. He's calling every one of us today to that place of responsibility, that we consider that responsibility and not to shirk from it. For he says, unto he who is faithful, the overcomer, will he give the right to rule and reign. A lot of people have the idea that everybody's going to reign in the kingdom. That is false doctrine and it is not true. Only those who are overcomers will reign in the kingdom. So, the multitudes will be there. They will enter in. They have salvation. But everybody is not going to reign in the kingdom. That is not scriptural. The only ones that are going to reign in the kingdom is the overcomers. And if you expect to reign in the kingdom, then you need to be an overcomer. You need to be an intercessor. We'll deal with that one day here before you go home. We'll deal with that subject. The Lord brought me things just happen and I say by accident, but nothing is by accident. The Lord has given me an understanding of the kingdom and that which is required of us for the kingdom and those that will, the responsibility that will fall on those that will rule and reign in the kingdom. And I desire to be one of those who will rule and reign in the kingdom. I have that desire. But there is a requirement for me and for you if we achieve unto that point. It's not just going to be handed to you on a silver platter. Salvation is free. The Holy Ghost is free. Healing is free. But after that, it's by prayer and knees and sweat and toil in the kingdom. Said that we strive for the kingdom. Paul said that he strove for the kingdom. And it's true for every one of us. We have to... We've played church too long. We've all played church too long. When you come here, We come here to tell it to you straight. We come here hoping that you go home and not be one who warms the pew and plays church in your church. You'll get behind your pastor, you'll get behind the church you're in, and you'll be an intercessor. You don't have to go home and be mouthy, but you need to go home and pray. And you're supposed to have a closet to do it in, not out where you pray for somebody to hear what you pray. Only the Lord needs to hear what you pray, and then He'll move in your church. And if the church won't move, He might move you. But don't you move until He moves you, because you may be the only person in that church that has a line to heaven. Central's always on the line, never busy. And you may be the only one on the other end of that line to heaven for that church. So don't shirk your responsibility because of fear the Lord's not moving there and you want to run off someplace else. It's nice to come here. It's nice to go to meetings. But you be responsible and be a responsible person where the Lord has planted you. We've got too many people who want to shirk their responsibility where God's planted them. And the Lord is calling us today to take that place of responsibility and be a responsible person, for the Lord has planted every one of you. But I say again, He may give you a relief you and let you move. But until He does, if you move before that time, it will not be in the will of the Lord, and it may cause disaster. We tell it to you like it's straight around here. And everybody who ministers here is going to tell it to you straight. Because we need to become responsible in the household of faith. We've had too many unresponsive, this hasn't been responsible in the pulpit, and it hasn't been responsible in the pew. And that's where we've got the problem today with abortion. That's where we've got the problem today with the sex problem and clear down into the grade schools. Because it hasn't been told from the pulpit, and we haven't been told that God is the God of judgment. God says, if you do those things that He says you're not going to do, He says, I'll curse you, and I'll judge you for it. Amen. We need to understand that, and we need to have some fear of God and the Word of God. God says to fear His name, and He says to be ye holy. I used to think that was a nice place. Back when I'd read it, I thought, that's nice. I didn't think much about it, but I've come to the understanding that God meant what He said. He said, be holy. And He requires us to be holy. To strive to be holy. If something happens that we aren't, you need to repent of it now. Not next week. Now. And be holy before the Lord. Well, let's stand, and I'll let you go to bed. So we can get up at 6 o'clock and come back for prayer meeting. And fill this place up with the glory of the Lord. Dr. Null will have the doors open and the lights on. So he'll be here, lest you be here too. And if you wake up and can't sleep, then get up and come to prayer meeting. That's why the Lord woke you up. Father, we thank You for all that You've done tonight. We thank You for Your word. We thank You for the praise and worship that we have extended unto Thee. And we thank You for that You have received it from us tonight. We praise You for it, and we thank You for it. And Father, we thank You for watching over those who are still traveling tonight, who will still arrive here before the morning hour. And we thank You for Your protection over them, and watch and care, and the angel of the Lord to be with them. Now, Father, we thank You for Your anointing that's in this place, and the angels of the Lord that are here to rejoice with us as we lift our voices in praise unto You. We thank You, Father, for a good night's rest for all here that are here, Father, and that You'll raise us tomorrow to praise and to magnify the name of the Lord. And I praise You for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.